With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans have shifted gears as they race to avoid a government shutdown.
Top appropriators have already launched bipartisan talks in both chambers, and senior lawmakers say they expect the continuing resolution will extend 2024 funding into December, while excluding the more stringent voter eligibility rules demanded by former President Trump. The timing of the bill's release remains unclear. Negotiators still have several details to determine, including questions surrounding whether Congress will address emergency aid for natural disasters as part of the package. But congressional aides say they expect Speaker Mike Johnson and his allies on the House Appropriations Committee to post the text of the CR on Sunday. A weekend release would give House lawmakers enough time to review the legislation and vote on it either by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The GOP is urging Nebraska to become a winner-take-all state in the Electoral College. The current system splits its five votes, with two going to the winner of the popular vote, and the other three are linked to the three congressional districts. One district always trends Democrat, which, if it plays out, would give Kamala Harris one electoral vote in what's expected to be a tight race. Still unclear if the Nebraska GOP has enough support to make the change before the election. Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden's sentencing on federal firearms charges has been delayed.
The judge has agreed to a delay requested by Biden's lawyers, who say they need more time to prepare. Biden was scheduled to be sentenced November 13th. In June, President Biden's son was convicted in Delaware federal court of three felonies for purchasing a gun in 2018, when prosecutors say he lied on a federal form by claiming he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. The gun charges are punishable by up to 25 years in prison, but it's possible Hunter Biden will likely face far less time behind bars or possibly avoid prison time entirely. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is SRN News. Pastors are going to the polls in November.
According to Lifeway Research, 97% of America's Protestant clergymen will vote. But for whom? That is a little tricky. Almost 25% refused to answer the question on the Lifeway poll. Only 4% refused in 2020. But amongst those who will discuss the matter, 50% say they will cast their ballot for former President Trump, while 24% say they will support Vice President Kamala Harris. The rest of Protestant pastors still haven't decided. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations approves a resolution that calls for all Jews to leave Jerusalem's old city, turning it over to the Palestinians. The resolution, which has no weight and cannot be enforced, was written by pro-Hamas activists. It seeks to have Israel withdraw to its 1949 borders, which Israeli officials and independent military analysts agree are not defensible. This is SRN News. The fortunes of home builders have been on the rise this year.
Their stock is outpacing the broader market on a wave of optimism that mortgage rates will fall and boost home sales. The S&P Composite 1500 Home Building Index, which includes a number of leading home builders, is up about 29% so far this year, while the benchmark S&P 500 has risen roughly 18%. The sector typically notches gains in the months surrounding the start of a Federal Reserve rate-cutting cycle. Rich Thomason reporting.
A passenger on a Delta Airlines flight is suing the airline after being scalded with hot coffee. The woman, who is a flight attendant for a different airline, was returning to Seattle from Paris when the incident happened. She says the flight attendant set the coffee on a slanted food tray, and then it spilled on her lap, causing first and second degree burns. More details at SRNnews.com.